All right. Welcome to another edition of Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory from the UBC campus. It is a half show today. There was a student leadership conference taking place here at the sub where we broadcast from. So we're just going to be hanging out from 2 to 3 today. So I'll try and keep things brief and play as much stuff as I can. So the track that we kicked things off with was a brand spanking new one from the Ruins of Beverast out of Germany. It's one guy, Alexander Van Meulenwald, or whatever his name is. He put out an EP, I think it came out on December 28th, and he describes it as such. The EP is called Tacitum Tutum. Is being released on, it was December 19th, pardon me, by Vaughn Records. The EP will feature the initial part of a bipartite meditation and celebration in euphoria for manhood's loss of the crown of creation. This meditation will be completed by the second and final part on the forthcoming album later this year. The B-side of the EP is entitled Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun, and thus is an obvious obeisance to the godfathers of this EP's central idea. The Tacitutum vinyl is an experimental orgy of spiritual psychedelia beyond the mood and concept of the following album. Thus, it stands alone as its harbinger. So Tacitutum, I believe, translates as war dance. So that's sort of the idea behind the track we just heard, which is the title track of the EP. And then, of course, the B-side of the EP is a Pink Floyd cover in a very similar Ruins of Beverast, dark, brooding style. So it's a totally weird, not weird necessarily, but it's definitely a different direction from what he'd been doing with his last few records, Blood Vaults and Foulest Semen of a Sheltered Elite. So there it is. The EP rips, and there's an album coming later on in the year. It's 100% my most anticipated release of 2017 thus far. No contest. I've been listening to the band as, if you've been paying attention to the show, you know I've been playing them pretty steady since at least July, getting into their back catalog a lot throughout this year. So yeah, I could not possibly be happier to see new music from this project. Anyways, there's heaps of other new music that have, you know, kind of flown under the radar over the holidays. Everyone's focused on year-end lists, and so were we. Last week, we broke down our favorite Canadian metal releases of 2016. So there's going to be other stuff that I want to play in coming shows. But anyways, right now I want to focus on something that is taking place tonight. And it is a show at the Astoria. I'm talking about Hissing from Seattle, who have played here many times. Well, at least three times. I'm sure I've seen them at least three times. And they never disappoint. Unless the sound is shit, because they have a really, really dense heavy sound, and if the sound sucks, it just doesn't translate well. But anyways, it's the Astoria. It should be good. Hissing is playing with another band from Boise called Infernal Coil, and they'll be backed up by Radioactive Vomit from here and another band called Ceremonial Bloodbath, who will be playing their first show, and I don't know anything about them. So there you go. Our other Power Chord buds, Serena and Chris, will be in attendance, so I'll have to ask them how it is. But if you were looking for something to do first weekend of 2017, get down to the Astoria and check it out. It's going to be very, very harsh and probably a really cool time. So yeah, we're going to go to a track from Hissing now and check out some Radioactive Vomit after that. Something from their 7-inch that they put out in June of last year on Southern Lord Records. And it is called Cairn Husk. We're going to listen to the B-side of that, Husk. So this is Hissing on Power Chord. Get into it. We'll be right back.
Typhoon lead singer Kyle Morton just released his debut solo album, What Will Destroy You, and he'll be going on his first solo tour this January. Sets will feature songs from WWDY, Typhoon fan favorites, and selections from Typhoon's forthcoming album. Tickets are on sale now for his appearance at the Rickshaw January 9th.
Do you enjoy singing, drumming, and spending time in a good environment? Then SFU's Vancity Office of Community Engagement and SFU's Office of Aboriginal Peoples are inviting you to join the singing and drumming workshops. Led by Russell Wallace, a composer, producer, and traditional Lil Wat singer, Salish singing and drumming workshops are free and open to everyone. Join Russell on October 18th, November 22nd, and January 12th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Goldcorp Center for the Arts, located on 149 West Hastings Street. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Salish Singing and Drumming Workshops on Facebook. Invite your friends.
Thank you.
All right. That was some classic heavy jams there from German powerhouse Accept. Of course, I mean, if you're familiar with heavy metal at all, you know who Accept is. Everyone's heard Balls to the Wall. It's a classic. So coming up on January 19th, there will be a gig at the Rickshaw, which is, it's not Accept, but it is legendary Accept frontman Udo Dirk Schneider performing under his last name, just as Dirk Schneider, and apparently it's supposed to be the last time that he hits the road and plays a bunch of classic Accept songs. I think sounds like he's getting off the road after this. So, yeah, I mean, if you care at all about classic heavy metal, and certainly if you're an Accept fan, you'll want to be at the Rickshaw on January 19th. But before we continue to discuss that show, just to go backwards a little bit about a show that's happening tonight, we played a track by Seattle's Hissing. The song was called Husk off of their Cairn Husk 7-inch that came out on Southern Lord last year. And then we played a track by Vancouver dudes Radioactive Vomit. The track was called Witchblood from Witchblood Demo. And both of those bands, as well as Infernal Coil from Boise and Ceremonial Bloodbath, will be at the Astoria tonight. So yeah, get down to the Astoria, check it out. It's going to be good stuff. Anyways, so yeah, talking about this Dirk Schneider show, it's January 19th. That's going to be a very, very heavy weekend. So there's a lot of other stuff happening. Art Signified's four-year anniversary thing with High on Fire. Ash Borer is playing the same night. Entombed is playing that Sunday. So it's going to be, you know, pretty heavy-handed for about three days there. But yeah, I mean, if you care about, you know, power metal, the Dirk Schneider thing's not to be missed. But we're going to continue on talking about that with the opening bands. We got Holocaust Lord on that bill from Victoria. They put out a couple of records in the very tail end of 2016. And so you can expect some good stuff from them. Both the records, it's a full length and an EP. Both of them are fantastic, as well as Iron Kingdom and a new group who I'm not familiar with, but are also local, called Turbo Vixen. So we're going to check them out here on the show. I'm going to shut up now. Let's do it. This is Holocaust Lord, a song called Satanic Speed Metal. Enjoy. Yeah.
terror strikes the town. Running hard, for she is never satisfied. We'll be right back.
ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of
Whistler?
Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar BC. Zipcar, wheels when you want them.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
All right, this is Power Chord Heavy Metal Radio. I'm your host, Coleman Ingram, and we just listened to some stuff that's kind of happening in the city this month. We kick things off there with a set from Holocaust Lord. Yeah, that's right. Holocaust Lord, a track called Satanic Speed Metal from their album Violence Beyond Death, which came out in November of last year. Followed that up with Iron Kingdom out of Surrey, their track Voodoo Queen from the album Curse of the Voodoo Queen. And then a band called Turbo Vixen doing some kind of, cock rock kind of stuff with a track called Hard Lovin' You. Off of their EP One Track Mind. All of those bands will be supporting Udo Dirkschneider playing Except at the Rickshaw on January 19th. So it's going to be a pretty solid bill of thrashy power metal excellence all around. So that's on the 19th. On the 20th, you're going to check out the band that we played after that, the one that we just played, which was Vancouver's very own Finite. Finite is going to be supporting Ash Borer out of Portland at the Media Club. And it is also, Finite is celebrating an EP release for an EP called All Shall Sway. And they just released the title track from that EP yesterday. And that is what we just heard. So that was some brand new stuff from Finite, who are, for my money, one of the best black metal bands in Vancouver, along with their brother band, Fire Cult. Kind of share members and stuff. And they just put out the most wonderful, really straight ahead orthodox black metal, but it's done very, very well. And so stoked to hear new stuff from them. We're kind of winding down. It was a short one. It's so weird doing only an hour show. Most times I come in here, I could do 3 hour shows instead of two. And here we're just doing one, but that's what it is. So we're winding down. 15 minutes left here, so I was going to talk more in depth about other metal happening that same weekend, but of course, Bridget is in next weekend, Chris will be in the weekend after that, so we're going to have lots of opportunities to play more of the bands present, but of course, one of the big ones this month is going to be Entombed, and they're playing on the 22nd at the Rickshaw with support from Full of Hell and Terrifier. And I can't remember who else. But anyways, we're going to talk about that, obviously. The other guys will talk about that later in the month. But, Entombed AD, rather, who are fronted by the, old-school Entombed vocalist LG Petrov, as well as sort of the late incarnation of Entombed, the rest of the backing band. So they were playing in, they started playing in Entombed in, the 2000s, and then whatever, band split. Now they're Entombed AD, ownership, copyright, BS. And but anyways, they're going to be playing it classic Entombed stuff. So I want to play at least one track by Entombed. We're going to listen to Drowned off Left Hand Path, and then follow that up with some brand new stuff from Kralis. Kralis played in Vancouver earlier, in the summer of last year. And unfortunately, it was a really poorly attended show, but it was, on a Tuesday or something. So what do you do? Kralis is an incredible band, and they just put out dropped an EP out of the sky, totally out of nowhere, on December 21st, and it is called Prelapsarian. So we're going to listen to a track from that. I don't really know what it's going to be yet, but anyways, and that might actually be it for us, so I may as well just wrap up now. If you've been listening, thanks for hanging out. We do this every Saturday, 1 to 3. Check us out on Facebook, Power Chord Radio. And we've got our podcasts and playlists, etc., on there. And tune in next week. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. This is Drowned by Entombed. Enjoy.
Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is
CYTR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
One, two, you know what to do.